Matthew 23, and while you're turning there, I'm going to read Psalm 37, verse 7. He says, "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings." In Matthew chapter 23, Jesus is talking to the children of Israel, especially to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and his disciples. In verse 2, he names out the Pharisees. And in verse 13, he says, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." In verse 14, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites." In verse 15, he says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites." In verse 16, he says, "Woe unto you, ye blind guides." Verse 17, "Ye fools and blind." Verse 19, "Ye fools and blind." Verse 23, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites." Verse 24, "Ye blind guides." Verse 25, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites." Verse 26, "Thou blind Pharisee." Verse 27, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites." And verse 28, he says, "Even ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you're full of all of hypocrisy and iniquity." Verse 29, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites." And in verse 33, if that wasn't bad enough, he says, "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell?" That's Jesus preaching. Boy, that wouldn't fit in the modern day church, would it? Amen? He's too negative, ain't he? Amen. But he's trying to tell them something. He loves them enough to tell them the truth, see? And he's trying to warn them. So you get down to verse 37, and he says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." My goodness, what a passage. What a passage of Scripture. Condemnation and love at the same time. Boy, what a passage. Asking them to come and he'd put them under his wings as bad as they were. Amen? After all that condemnation, he says, "I would have gathered you together as a chicken, a mother chicken gathers her little chicks under her wings." Rudy, you inspired me to preach this sermon. Rudy had chickens there for, what, 2 years, I guess? 2 years? Boy, he loved those chickens. He built them a mansion out there. Man, you go out to his house, those chickens had a mansion. It was wonderful. Fed them the best food. And but I'm sure he knows some things about chickens. But you know, the Lord would take people in the Bible. He would, one place he called them dogs. Dogs. Another one, vipers, snakes, scorpions. He called them lambs. He called them sheep. He called them little ones. And he called them chickens. And I got to thinking, chickens. He called them chickens. And so we read right over that, and we don't think very much about it because most of us are city folks, or at least we've evolved into such. Even those that had chickens forgot about it. Used to be, we'd go out, and Mom would say, "Go out in the yard and grab that chicken. We'll have him for supper." Amen? Y'all remember that? And she didn't give us no axe either. We didn't even have an axe. Little boy popped that neck and run around for about 2 or 3 minutes without his head. Looked just like a Baptist. And the Lord called these Jerusalem, the children of Jerusalem, he called them chickens. And so when we talk about him calling them lambs, people have these long sermons about Jesus calling us lambs. You know, I've heard great, wonderful sermons on us being compared to the lambs, you know, his little lambs, his little sheep, you know. And I've heard great, long sermons on preaching about them being vipers and hypocrites and all these things. You know, I've heard long sermons, but I've never heard but one sermon on chickens. And I'm fixing to preach it. Chickens. The Lord compared them to chickens. Think about that. Somebody said one time, they got back to me, said, "Brother Ron, I don't like to hear him preach. He tells too many stories." I said, "Well, they need to take everything Jesus said out of the Bible, because almost everything he said was a story. And here's what he told about chickens." Amen? And so I got to think about chickens. How do chickens compare to people? And he was calling people chickens. Now, he cares about us. Did you know he cares about us as, I just hate to say it, as dumb as we are? Chickens are not the smartest people in the barnyard, amen? And he cares about us just like you would care about your chickens. We need protection. We need protection. I need protection. That old devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We need protection. We're no match for the world, the flesh, or the devil. Amen? Except by the grace of God. Amen? Now, we can learn a lot of things about watching animals and learn a lot of things about watching chickens. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. There's a V and an I on there somewhere. 1 Corinthians, on that clock back there. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. In verse 7 he says, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it?" He said there's all kind of people. There's all kinds of people. And you ain't got nothing to brag about, because you're no different than anybody else when it comes right down to it. Amen? Amen. Everybody comes in this world the same way and goes out the same way. There's no rarity in death. It's appointed unto man, everybody's got to die. But there's different kinds of men, just like there's different kinds of chickens. Now, I don't know a lot about chickens. I know some of y'all probably used to fight chickens, some of you rednecks. You probably know what a fight game bird. I think they call them game birds. I think that's why y'all like the game cock so much. Fighting chickens. And I don't know a whole lot about them. I've known people that raise them. There's some chickens you'd want to eat. And they tell me there's some chickens you don't want to eat. I've never seen a chicken I wouldn't eat. But they say there's some chicken. A fellow told me one day, I said, "How did you know you was called to preach?" He said, "Well, I didn't want to work no more, and I had a strong desire to eat chicken." That ain't the way it works. Amen. I read up on it. I don't know everything, but I read up on it. There's over 50 different kinds of chickens. Now, I've never met a chicken I didn't like, but there's over 50 different breeds. And they all, you know what? They all taste just like chicken. Somebody said, "What frog legs taste like?" I said, "Chicken." They said, "What snake tastes like?" I said, "Chicken." I said, "Everything tastes like chicken." But 50 breeds of chicken, over 50 different kinds. And there are all kinds of sinners too. Amen? Amen. There's all kinds of sinners. Don't think that you're rare. A fellow told me one day, he said, "Preacher, if I came down there to your church, the roof would fall in. You don't know what kind of man I am." I said, "Let me tell you something. If you came to my church, there's some people in there you wouldn't even want to sit beside if you knew where they came from." Yeah. Come on, man. Amen? I said, "You're just a sinner like the rest of us." I said, "Don't try to be a hero. You ain't no hero. You're going to hell just like the rest of them without a Savior." Amen. I said, "Come on down. You'll fit right in." Amen. There might be a lot of different kinds of people. Red, yellow, black, white, northern, southern, Middle Eastern, all kinds of people. But you know what? Every one of them was born just alike. A sinner. Wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so then death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Romans 5:12. Go read it. Matthew 7, if you'll turn to it. Matthew 7, just a few pages back. Matthew 7, look at it with me. Look at verse 13. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And what does that last part say? And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And what does it say? And few there be that find it. Now look at chapter 15, verse 14. Matthew 15, look at verse 14. Talking about different kinds of people. Matthew 15, look at verse 14. Matthew 15, Luke verse 14. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. There's all kinds of sinners. But listen, they're all blind to spiritual things. They're all dead to spiritual things. So don't think just because you're a different kind of sinner, you look different, you was born in a different place, that you're in a different position. People are all the same way. Everybody follows the crowd, just like chickens. Brother Rudy, don't those chickens, you get one to run and don't they all run right behind them? They don't even know where they're going or why they're running. They just running, amen? That's the way some of y'all used to do when you was a teenager and somebody said law and took off running. You run with them. You didn't know why you run. You just run. that's the way chickens are. They follow the crowd. All these sinners are following the crowd. They're on the Broadway. Amen? That's why commercials say most dentists prefer. Most mothers prefer. Most people drive A. Most people eat at. Everybody's following somebody. Amen? And the crowd is following somebody. You say, well, I don't follow anybody. Yeah, well, if you're not saved, you're following a lot of people straight to hell.
Come on now.
You say, I'm my own man. No, you ain't. You're born a sinner. You're going to die a sinner if you don't get a Savior. Amen? You're not your own man. Christians ought to follow the book, not the crowd.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, hey, it's the same way with Christians. Some new fad come up, and I'll be doggone if Christians don't jump right on it, and even if it's bad. Amen? And I know I pick on people, but there's some clothes. I don't care who's selling them. I don't care whose name is written on it as the brand. You ought not buy that and wear it just because everybody else is buying it and wearing it. I had three girls. Now, you want to have a hard time getting Christian clothes, have three teenage girls and try to dress them right. Well, my friends wear that. Well, you ain't one of them. You're one of us. Amen?
Amen.
And we're not following the crowd. And we don't care what to do. By the way, a little boy, he came to camp and he had an earring. We used to take kids to camp. He had an earring. I said, son, why are you wearing an earring? He said, because everybody else is. I said, okay, this week you're wearing one earring. Next week, if the style is one lipstick, you're going to wear that? I said, and then one pantyhose, you're going to wear that? I said, where does it stop? Next day, he wasn't wearing an earring.
Amen.
Look, just because everybody else is doing it, you dumb chicken, you don't have to follow everybody. Christians ought to follow the book, not the crowd. That's why the Bible says there in Matthew chapter 7, enter in at the straight gate. And that's why it says, few there be that find it. We're not crowd followers, we're Christ followers.
Amen.
Amen. Well, preacher, that's not popular. Never has been. Never will be. A real Christian is going to be hated by the world, the crowd. He said, they hated me, they'll hate you. He said, they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. He said, they killed me, they'll kill you. Amen?
Amen.
Watch out for crowd mentality. Just because they got a big crowd don't make it right with God.
Right.
But preacher, this church over here, they got that smoke rolling and they got those flashing lights and they got this big old giant crowd and everybody loves it. Dumb chickens follow the crowd. Amen. There's a narrow way, he said, that leads to life eternal. And he said, few there be that find it. A real Bible-believing crowd is not going to be the biggest crowd in town.
Come on,
help me. Well, preacher, sometimes I'm embarrassed, our little old church. Listen, let me tell you something. It's that dumb bunch of chickens that's going to drop off the cliff. They don't know where they're going. They're following another chicken who's just as blind as they are. But it's the thing that everybody's doing, so we're going to go do it too. No, sir, I'm going to follow the one, not the many. Amen? I'm not a chicken. James 4:2, real quick. James 4:2. I think that clock says y'all listening too slow. James 4:2. They bought me a new clock, in case y'all don't know. I'm waiting for the alarm to go off. James 4:2. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. Did you know chickens fight over things? That's what he said right there. He said, y'all just fight and you fuss over things you can't even have. And look, are Christians not the same way? Ask Rudy. If a grasshopper jumps in the pen with a bunch of chickens, there'll be two or three chickens trampled to death from the stampede trying to get that stupid cricket. You throw a piece of bread in there and there'll be 10 of them killed trying to get that bread. Christians are the same way. They'll fight over every little shiny thing that comes along. Christians want to just like a chicken. They want to fight over every little shiny thing. They want it, and that's all they want, and they can't think about having nothing else, and that's just like some people that I know. Fight over every little old thing. Come on, help me here. Listen, chickens do that. Proverbs 28:1, if you got your Bible. Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no man pursueth. But the righteous are bold as a lion. Did you know chickens frighten easily? That's why they call you a chicken. That's slang for coward. Chickens frighten. They're afraid of other chickens. They're afraid of a challenge. You don't have to build a fence real high to keep chickens. Rudy, that's right. You don't have to build because... They look at that thing and they see a challenge and they're afraid to try. They're afraid they'll break their neck trying to go over the fence. And Christians are the same way.
Amen. Come on now.
A lot of Christians say, well, preacher, I would teach, but. Preacher, I would sing in the choir, but. Preacher, I would go visit. I would witness. I would share my testimony, but I'm scared to. Just like a bunch of chickens. Listen, the second part of that verse says, but the righteous are bold as a lion. You know what I hated when I was lost? Christians that were bold. They were just bold. They just tell you, they say, boy, you're going to die and go to hell. They didn't beat around the bush. They didn't try to butter it up. They didn't try to smooth it over. They didn't tell me they felt sorry for me. They just look at me and say, look, boy, if you don't get saved, you're going to hell. I love you, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to hell. I hated that. I hated that. Now we got a bunch of Christians that are not bold. They're timid, like a little chicken. You can do like this to a chicken. He'll take off. He might die of a heart attack. Just, you know, y'all give him that redneck thing. You know how y'all do when you're mad at somebody? You know? You talking to me? You do that to a chicken, he'll pass out. But real Christians are bold. We ought to be bold. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. Listen, Proverbs 16:27. I'm going fast, y'all. That clock must be working. Proverbs 16:27. An ungodly man diggeth up evil. And in his lips there is as a burning fire. It says, an ungodly man diggeth up evil. What do chickens do in the yard all day?
He's too stupid to know what's good for him, what's not. That's why God have given him a gizzard to filter all the stuff that ain't good for him out. He'll eat anything, man. Just that's the way some people are. They're going around trying to dig up junk on everybody else. The Bible says that's evil.
Amen.
There's a lot of evil people. There's evil people in the churches. Let me tell you something. In this church, you want to dig up some evil, watch out. We'll dig up some on you too. Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen. Yeah.
If you dig long enough, you'll find something wrong with anybody.
That's right.
Y'all get, don't get quiet on me now. Don't do that. Amen? Besides that, I got enough problems of my own than to try to dig up yours too. Why in the world? People try to tell me, I said, don't tell me that. I don't need to hear that. I got enough problems of my own. If they want to tell me that, that's fine. But you don't need to tell me what you dug up.
Come on. Yeah.
Well, did you hear about Sister Terry? No. You didn't either. You dug it up. Did you hear about Brother Ron? No. And by the way, dig, you'll find it. You'll find it. They got these new websites now. You can go enter somebody's name, and it'll bring up all their run-ins with the law and their bad credit and all this stuff. And people want to know that so bad they'll pay $30 to see it. See what they'll do? They'll put a hook in it. They'll say, "Enter anybody's name and find out name, address, phone number, where they live." So you enter that name, and it'll give you just a little bit, and it squiggles out a lot of stuff. And if you want to know this, then you got to pay $30. Now that's some bad people that you want to hurt somebody bad enough that you'll pay $30 to dig up their record. Amen? That's just awful. And you say, well, we got to protect ourselves. Did you know that you've loved a lot of people and been around a lot of people that if you knew their past, you never would have had nothing to do with them to start with?
Yeah.
And all you're going to do is ruin a relationship you already have. Amen?
Come on now.
Pretty good at this, ain't I? What you got going on over here? Michigan, that's enough right there. Rhode Island, somewhere. Hey man, I'm preaching the Bible whether you want to hear it or not.
Rhode Island
Red. Stay out of my preaching. Listen. You hurt people when you do that.
I wouldn't want to know everything about everybody. I'd rather just love somebody. And I may be naive. And I may be a little bit ignorant or stupid, whatever you want to call it. But Rick, all I want to know is what I know about you right now.
Amen.
Because you're a blessing. Thomas? I'm kind of scared. I don't want none of them.
But them chickens are always digging. They're always looking for something. They're always eating stuff that ain't good for them. And they're always running around and making a lot of noise, just like a lot of people that I know do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. In this church, as far as I know, and I'm usually the last one to know, we don't have any people like that. Gossipers is what the Bible calls them. Backbiters is what the Bible calls them. Amen? Amen. Well, hey, you get doing that around here, we'll have a little meeting and just, I ain't talking about the whole church either. We don't need to expose the whole church, that kind of mess. You'll get a phone call or something and say, we don't need that kind around here.
Amen.
Well, that ain't the way we're supposed to, I don't care how we're supposed to do it. It's sure kept the peace around here. Amen.
Amen.
Help me here.
Amen, brother.
Many come and gone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Many's come and gone. Let me tell you something. Don't be a dumb chicken. You know what you ought to do? You ought to look at people and just love them the way they are right now. Forgetting those things which are past, the Apostle Paul said. Forget those things and press on. Press on. Go with them farther. Amen. I got to hurry. I stayed on that too long, but I enjoyed it.
1 Peter chapter 5. You won't hear me preacher say that. I enjoyed it. 1 Peter chapter 5. Turn over to verse 8. Our new clock's 1 minute fast. I see what you're trying to do. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Now, you listen to me. You listen to me. Chickens are helpless against their enemies. Did you know that a chicken can't, far as I know, Rudy, I might be wrong, but they really have no defense.
Now, they raise those game birds, you know, and they got them claws, but they have to put extra claws on them. They put those knives on them. They really have no defense. They're helpless. And did you know, as far as people are, we're helpless? Did you know a pet dog, your pet dog can kill 10 or 20 chickens just for fun? Well, I remember there's a lady had a dog over close where I live growing up, and that dog would kill some chickens. Did you know a coon? You people from up north, raccoon. A raccoon will sneak in and take one at a time until they're all gone. A fox will do the same thing. And the chickens are too stupid to know what's happening, because they're weak. And they have no defense. And so the Bible tells us that we are, as Christians, though, like those chickens, we have no defense against the devil. And he tells us, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion. And you know what? The devil, he don't care what kind of Christian you are, he wants to destroy the whole pen. Now that fox's goal is to eat every chicken in there and every egg. That raccoon's goal is to eat every chicken, eat every one of them. Now, they'll do it one at a time. And did you know that old devil, he's like that fox. That old devil, he'll come pick off this one, and then he'll pick off that one, and then he'll pick off that one, he'll pick off that one, he'll pick off that one, and he'll destroy a church one person at a time. You know why we're helpless? I'm no match for the devil, and you're not either.
Amen.
We're just like that pitiful little chicken. Matter of fact, we don't even have enough sense most of the time to see him coming.
Amen.
He has already come and struck and destroyed, and we say, what in the world happened down there?
Right. Amen.
Romans 7:4. And we can go out to the restaurant and eat some chicken. Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Are y'all hungry yet?
Yep.
Romans chapter 7, verse 4. I don't even like chicken. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Did you know chickens are supposed to be fruitful?
Yes.
If you got chickens and they're not producing eggs, what good are they? Go ahead and eat them. Come on.
That's right. Yeah.
Rudy used to bring us some eggs every Sunday. He distributed it. He said, these chickens are laying and laying and laying. He'd bring in cartons and cartons and cartons and cartons. And then all of a sudden they got less. And I asked my wife, I said, have you made Rudy mad or something? I didn't really say that. But he brought less eggs. And then he brought less. I said, Rudy, what's going on? He said, they ain't laying. I said, why? He said, I don't know. But see, those hens are no good if they're not producing. And besides that, if you're raising chickens, you need some new ones to be born every once in a while, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, you do. Chickens, you do. If you're going to eat them and eat the eggs, not for pets, but for eating. Poor people know what I'm talking about. Amen?
Amen.
So chickens are supposed to be fruitful. Did you know that, and I read this, I don't know everything. Did you know that some can lay an egg a day for 260 days? And one hen can lay at least one egg a day for 260 days. That's at least 260 eggs. You think that chicken's worth having? Amen. I like eggs. And so Christians are supposed to produce. They're supposed to be fruitful. Did you know? Do you know what the name of an unfruitful group of chickens is called? Fryers. Or lunch. In case some of you weren't smart enough to know what fryer means. Lunch, that's what you call chickens that aren't fruitful. Amen. You eat them. And did you know what? There's a lot of Christians that are unfruitful. And it's not worth the price to keep a chicken if they're not going to be fruitful. Unless you just want a pet. And that's a lot of trouble to just for a pet. Rudy found that out. That's why he got rid of it. But what good is a chicken that doesn't produce other than having a pet? No, I don't. There might be some crazy people that have chickens for pets. I don't know. They got snakes for pets. But did you know Christians are the same way? Jesus told us that we're to go forth and we're to preach the gospel and we're to multiply and we're to be fruitful. You know what that means? A fruitful chicken is producing other chickens, right? A fruitful Christian is producing what? Now I hear some, and I hate to use the word ignorant, but I don't know any other word. I'm kind of ignorant on words sometimes. But there are some ignorant preachers and Christians that's going around saying that the fruit of the Christian is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, faith. No, that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit in you. The Holy Spirit produces that. Come on. That's not your fruit. You can't claim that. That's not you. That's Him in you.
Amen.
So what is your fruit? Other Christians. Now the sad thing is we live in an age where that's not been taught.
Come on, yeah.
You say, well, my gift is this or my gift is that. If your gift is not in producing other Christians, God didn't give you that gift.
Amen.
The gift is not the fruit. Other Christians is the fruit. Now, if we don't produce fruit, there's one place where he cursed that fig tree. He said, cut it down, throw it in the fire. Now, that don't mean he's going to throw us into hell, but it does mean this, we're no better saved than we were lost because we're not adding anything to the kingdom of God. Nobody's getting saved because of us. Now, I know this is kind of there's been a lot of silly stuff in this sermon, but I want to get this to the point. Chickens ain't worth having if they're not producing.
Come on. Yeah.
They're useless. And we got a bunch of useless Christians.
Amen.
You say, preacher, that's mean. No, I love you. I'm telling you the truth. If we're not producing other Christians, then we're not doing what He saved us to do.
Come on, man.
He didn't save you because you're pretty. He didn't save you because you're smart or because you got money or because you got this, you got that. He saved you to produce. Because the more people that are saved, the more people that are added to the kingdom of God, the more glory He gets. He doesn't get glory because you supposedly speak in tongues. He doesn't get glory because you go over your tithe. He doesn't get glory because you dress right, walk right, talk right, sing right, though all those things are good. What He gets glory from is when you produce more Christians. And it begins at home. Now, churches are full of people who are not even producing their own children into Christians. And I know if you're not producing your children into Christians, then you're not going outside and producing anybody else.
Amen.
Because that should be the easiest place to do it, it's at home. He said, how often would I have gathered you
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Did you know God wants us to draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to us? He wants us to be filled with the Spirit, His Holy Spirit. He wants us to walk in the Spirit. He wants us to produce through the Spirit. And the only way we can do that is get up real close to Him. Amen. Under His wings. And it don't matter if the wind blows and the cold comes and the devil himself shows up. I'm safe under His wings. Why? So I can produce other Christians. He's protecting me while I'm doing that. Now, you get out of the will of God and you're not doing that, then He may just let you get out from under that wing and let the old devil have you like he did Job there for a while to make you a better chicken. I guarantee you, he'll turn you over to the devil for a day or two, you'll run back to those wings. And then when you get back, you know what you'll do? You'll start telling everybody how good God is to you, and you'll start producing. Let's stand. Father, I know it's kind of a